make an announcement, ask for people. I'll be the first one here to, I'll sign it today if you want. I want to be on it because I don't like what's going on. Last week, I spoke to a lady in Springfield, Star Kohler, who sent me a big package. I have some of the facts and figures. Some of the things that were told in the past did not add up with what Ms. Kohler sent me. People are getting paid. People, I mean, and you're not going to take care of people all over. In fact, I talked to a lady over the weekend who lives in Reuter. Talked to Ms. Dooley, and she said, well, what are you going to do for the people out here? Well, we're going to try to talk to some church to make a meal one day a week. And the lady said, I eat 7 days a week. That's what they're not going to take care of Reuter, Bradleyville, Pro Tem, Brown Branch. And I want to know where the money's going. That's $450,000 to $500,000, and we need somebody to watch, and I will watch it. Thank you.
Yes, Pat.
The first thing I would like to clarify, I never told Mr. Shantz I would put his name on. I told him he could put it on, all right?
Okay.
Next thing, I did talk to some people down in Rudder. This is an idea of mine. Whether it will go with the board, I don't know. There is no way we will ever be able to support a senior center in the Bradleyville Rector area pro tem down in there. There's not enough people. I did tell some people down there, my idea would be we would contract with one of the churches down there and try and bring in meals maybe 1 or 2 days a week. Let's say we use their building for 3 or 4 hours a day so that the seniors down there do not have to drive 20 or 25 miles up here to Forsyth or over to Branson. These are the things I said, and I just wanted to clarify those.
Okay. Other comments?
I'm hoping the press will post that we are taking names for the board, as we normally do. And so just if the media would do their part like they normally do. I mean, they've always been very good about that. So we'd appreciate that.
My name is Bill Wally, and I just want to mention that I've served on grant committees before. I don't know exactly how this one will be set up. But anybody with any common sense knows that this $450,000, $500,000 is not going to serve all the seniors in Taney County. It was not meant to do that. It's meant to look at overall needs and try to serve the most people that can be served with the money that we have. Now, there is some plans that we're already talking about that we may set up a not-for-profit Seniors for Taney County Board. That would have nothing to do with this, but we would be established for trying to help other seniors for their ways in Taney County. So even the ones that of us that has worked on this issue knows that this is not going to serve everybody. And I think you three gentlemen know it's not going to serve everybody. And it was never intended to. You know, we can only help who we can help with the money that we have. And on the grant committees I've served in before, we took a look at the grant and we said, okay, we can do the most good with this amount of money for this many people. And that's the way we made decisions. And I think that's probably how we end up being, although I don't know for sure. But that's just what I want to say.
Thank you very much, Mr. Wally. Other comments? You've heard the story about the little boy with the starfish. He's walking down the seashore and he's picking up the starfish that were landlocked or whatever you'd call it. And he was throwing them out in the ocean. And the older man came along and says, what are you doing? He says, well, they need water. I'm throwing out in the water. He says, well, there are thousands or millions of them. He says, you're not going to do any good. He pitched another one out there. He said, made a difference to that one. So we know, I think it was clear that the amount of tax that will come in off of this is not going to help everybody in the county. So I have to agree with that comment.
Well, I got something to say about that.
Good.
It better. People that voted for it, that are seniors, that voted for it in Pro Tem and Reuter and Bradleyville and all the other places expect that they will receive some help. And I expect that those people that serve, that live in those areas, whether it be northern 160 or whether it be Pro Tem or Reuter or wherever, that those people receive the same services that anybody else does. Those seniors voted on this tax expecting to get services. And so I'll not be making the decision, but the board will be, and the board better have consideration for all their fellow citizens instead of just a few in the populated areas.
How many seniors do we have in the county? I've heard that.
There's 10,000.
No, there's 17% of the population. It's a little over 9,000. And that's old age figures.
Right. There's 10,000 plus seniors that are in the. I've seen a number that was quoted, and so.
Well, come on up. I respectfully disagree to some point, and there may be a lot of folks. I saw Bob nodded in his head as you were speaking, Danny, that are expecting it to serve them. But there's a lot of people, and I'd like us to think about our sewer sales tax. A lot of people have voted for that half-cent sales tax to provide sewers in the county. And I've heard folks say, and it fits my life, it'll not help me. We can't provide sewers. I mean, it's just impossible for us to provide sewers countywide. It's just not going to happen. But yet people have voted for that half-cent sales tax because they know clean water is important and we need to do what we can do. So
that's their service that is received, is the fact that they get the clean water benefit from. There's not been a sewer that has a watershed into Bull Shoals Lake. So
right.
Those people voted so that they would receive, that they wouldn't have to take the filth that come down the river and have to live with it. So that's the reason they voted for the tax. They are receiving a benefit. Not every senior is going to be someone that will need this service, but there are seniors that live in those areas that their neighbors themselves understand that they need help. And I expect this board to supply the help to those that cannot drive, those that cannot do not have any other family to take care of them, do not have a church that has volunteered to take care of them. I expect this board to serve all the citizens of Taney County that are in need of Meals on Wheels or whatever. And that's just from one commissioner. I'm not going to sit on the board, but if I was sitting on there, that would be a voice of my opinion.
Okay.
My name is Darlene Kagan. I'm a member of the Friends of Taney County Senior Board. I would like to point out to Mr. Strahan that he's once again not totally educated on how this board is going to work. It is not going to be a situation where Jane Doe, as a senior, is going to call up and say, I need you to send me some meals. They still will have to apply to the individual agencies that provide the services. They do not apply individually to the board to get money. It will be up to Meals on Wheels to apply to the board. It will be up to Oates to apply for additional transportation monies. It will be up to every individual agency to apply to provide these services. It is up to the individuals in these areas to contact Meals on Wheels and say, I need the meals. It is not up to them to contact the board and say, I need the meals.
I'm perfectly aware of that. You didn't have to get up and explain that. I know exactly that whenever there are citizens that need services, they're going to go through a channel, and those citizens aren't going to know what the channels are. But I expect the seniors in this area to have respect for the other seniors that voted for their tax, and I expect them to take care of every citizen in this county with Meals on Wheels. If that person lives in Pro Tem, Reuter, or North 160, I expect them to have a quality of life that is demanded from the other seniors and the ones that sit on this board. It's a simple thing, that you take care of the ones that need the care, and the ones that want to go to a senior citizen place and play cards or get a meal or whatever, that they have the same right to the services that everybody else has. That's where I'm at, and I understand that they have to go through a process, but I expect the people that are out here that's pushing this to help them go through that process. So that's you didn't have to get up and tell me that they have to be, then I don't understand. I understand completely.
Well, it didn't sound that way from your wording. Sorry.
Is the work session next Monday? Is that when it is?
26.
26.
Yep.
Okay.
26 or 24?
I'm sorry. 24th. You're right. 24th. 2
Which
o'clock.
It's a Tuesday because the tax sale was
going to
be in.
But it's a Tuesday.
Okay.
That's a Tuesday.
So all of our Monday meetings have been moved to Tuesday during that week.
So did everybody pick that up? The Monday's the 23rd, evidently.
Correct.
So we're going to meet on the 24th because the tax sale is on Monday the 23rd in this room. Okay?
Regardless of what I heard, I don't have it here, but a copy of the ballot said this tax is to provide services for seniors 60 years or older. It did not say you can't be here, there, or the other. And one thing I think is the other day when Paul Horton got whipped by an animal control officer, these people should have been there, right there, and said, hey, we're seniors, he's 68 years old, let's go to bat for him. This isn't about collecting money and going to a party and playing cards.
Okay, other comments? As I heard the mayor and Branson say one day, lively discussion. All right, other business. I'm not, got to admit right up front, I'm not as prepared as I'd like to be, but I'd like to bring y'all what I received last Tuesday evening at the Hollister School Board. James was there, as well as myself. Kelly Trimble was there. He did not get an opportunity to talk, but James and I spoke quite a bit. I would guess about half of the Hollister School Board members spoke passionately, just like we've seen this morning. The message I received was they're very unhappy with the county. They being the Hollister School District, was given a number of assessment, which included $15 million assessment on the new big airport, and it came before the BOE, and it was cut down to $2.5 million, which was about a $200,000 hit to their budget. I think I've got those figures close. One of the biggest things that I heard them say was they were not pleased because they were not kept in the loop. They were not aware of what was going on. And I understand their feelings because it put them in a bad spot. They took that number, built a budget on it, and then their budget was cut, extreme amount, and they're having to figure out how to cut it down. My opinion, they would have been much better off if they would have been informed, and that was the message they were sending to the county. And when they say the county, they look to the county commission. I assume they include the assessor, and that's their focus, but they were not happy. To my knowledge, we the county commission, was not made aware of the assessment that the assessor made. The Board of Equalization was not made aware of what he was doing by taxing the airport. My understanding, and I think Bob confirmed that when we went through the process of the airport, there was not expectation that that property would be taxed as it was. Did I understand you right that on that, Bob?
Are you talking during BOE?
No, when the airport plan came before and the TDD was set up, we talked about that the school should not lose their taxes.
It was my understanding around the 15th, a little after, that the airport was being taxed for the full amount of what property would be taxed for. And that was probably going to be reduced. It was put on my work schedule after the 15th to look into the matter of the leasehold, and it was decided that I would wait for the airport people to give the case law, and I would look at it and see whether it needed to be reduced according to the law.
I didn't make my question very well, evidently.
All right.
My question is, years ago, when the TDD was established and this airport project was presented, did you have understanding that the airport property as it was assessed would be taxed that way?
It was my understanding that the 422 acres that was deeded to the county at the time that we did the TDD and was simultaneously leased to the TDD and then by the TDD to Branson Airport LLC would be tax-exempt property because it's owned by the county. And that's the only way they could do the tax-exempt municipal bonds. But the fact that the property was tax-exempt meant that it was also tax-exempt for tax purposes. And the only thing that would be taxable would be the leasehold interest that was held by the private entity, which was Branson Airport LLC. And they would be taxed based on how leaseholds are taxed. That was my understanding. And,
right.
Okay.
Thank you. James, you got a comment?
Yeah. I heard a lot of hogwash last Tuesday night, and I'm hearing more this morning. The assessor's job is to tax, excuse me, I've heard this word used wrong in this commission hearing process so many times it's finally grew up on me. I am the assessor of Taney County. I assess every property. The tax exemptions become afterwards. And the message relayed to the Hollister School Board and talking back to the assessor on Tuesday night was the assessor jumped the gun and assessed property, I'll use the words that was used there, unlawfully. And I'm thinking to myself, if I hadn't assessed the property, and I think an individual here mentioned many meetings behind closed doors was on this airport, that I would have been a part of that closed door sessions. Now, if any of you have watched the news of Greene County, they established a district for industrial development, tax exempted it prior to anything happening as the county commission. They awarded this as a process so the bidders that came in knew what they were going to have. This process was not followed in Taney County. There was no awarding of a tax exemption by any commission previous. And then to ask the assessor and say that the assessor was a part of assessing a piece of property, that is my job. That is what I am to do. Tax exemption in Taney County has now become an opinion of a board, an opinion based on what they collect as evidence before that board. The assessor does not have the luxury of making that call. The assessor assesses property according to law. I have millions and millions of dollars of property assessed in Taney County waiting And they will come, if this becomes precedent, that there will never be a dollar applied to the school funds. This is the first of many coming. So don't sit and try to blame the assessor for doing his job and the reaction of the boards of equalization being the cause of why anyone would believe that the assessor should not have assessed this airport. I assess every property. The exemptions come after that. And I believe, now that I have spoke to the Hollister School Board, they believe that. I had no clue that there was a realm of people out there saying that the assessor defied his job in assessing a piece of property in Taney County, Missouri. That is the most ridiculous call, off-the-wall call I have ever heard in my 14 years here. I assess every property. The BOE exempts it. The BOE exempted Kennecott Camps. The BOE exempted the golf, the basketball gymnasium up north of Branson. It was the call of the assessor that these properties not be exempt. It was the call of the assessor to put them into the tax rolls, assessment rolls, so they could pay their fair share to the schools. I did not previously know of any backdoor meeting that some deal might have been cut. So I am sick and tired of what's out there. I will go before every school board within the next month, if I can get on their agenda, and explain this away of some talk that the assessor is the cause of their budgetary problems. It is not. I assess property. The BOE took their actions. The BOE exempted all these other ridiculous exemptions out there. It's their problem. They're the ones who did it, not the assessor. So there's no cause of the assessors in the reflection of the budget of any school district or entity in the county of Taney. Thank you.
The question I have is, and the issue they brought up as I started out, was they were not communicated with. They didn't know what was going on. And so they've been put in a bad spot on their budget, very simply. They were not communicated with, and I think that's their biggest gripe towards the county, is that they didn't know about this. There's a difference in assessing property generally and as a leasehold. And it was not assessed correctly in the leasehold, is my understanding. And that's the problem that they're in the middle of, and they're not happy with the county about the issue. I'll leave it at that unless you have more comments. Okay. What else? That it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's recess for about 5 minutes, and we'll come back to our weekly agenda. Thanks for being here.